Boo. Spoopy story. Top, top, top. Ooh, 15 spoopy stories that will keep you up at night. 20 spoopy stories that will keep you up at night. Wow, these are great titles. 17 kid-friendly spoopy campfire stories. I kind of want to read that one. Because I'm a big chicken, okay? I'm not a fan of scary stuff. I don't like spoopy movies. There's one called Dumb Bones. Actually, D-E-M-B-O-N-E-S. Cow's Head. Haunted. Yellow Ribbon. Oh, it's a love story. Okay. I want that one. Yellow Ribbon Us. Okay. Oh, I think I know this one. I read it as a kid. And now, yeah, chokers. You want to give Yellow Ribbon a try? I do. Okay. Jane wore a yellow ribbon around her neck every day. And I mean every day. Rain or shine. Whether it matched her outfit or not. It annoyed her best friend, Johnny, after a while. He was her next door neighbor and had known Jane since she was 3. When he was young, he had barely noticed the yellow ribbon. But now that they were in high school together, it bothered him. "Why do you wear that yellow ribbon around your neck, Jane?" he'd ask her every day. But she wouldn't tell him. Still, in spite of this aggravation, Johnny thought she was cute. He asked her to the soda shop for an ice cream sundae. Then he asked her to watch him play in the football game. Then he started seeing her home. And come spring, he asked her to the dance. Jane always said yes when he asked her out. And she always wore a yellow dress to match the ribbon around her neck. It finally occurred to Johnny that he and Jane were going steady. And he still didn't know why she wore that yellow ribbon around her neck. So he asked her about it yet again. And again, she did not tell him. "Maybe someday I'll tell you about it," she replied. Someday, that answer annoyed Johnny. But he shrugged it off because Jane was just so dang cute and fun to be around. Well, time flew past, as it has a habit of doing. And one day, Johnny proposed to Jane and was accepted. They planned a big wedding, and Jane hinted that she might tell him about the yellow ribbon around her neck on the wedding day. But somehow, with all the preparations and his beautiful bride and the lovely reception, Johnny never got around to asking Jane about it. And when he did remember, she got a bit teary-eyed and said, "We're so happy together. What difference does it make?" And Johnny decided she was right. Johnny and Jane raised a family of 4. With the usual ups and downs, laughter and tears. When their golden anniversary rolled around, Johnny once again asked Jane about the yellow ribbon around her neck. It was the first time he had brought it up since the week of their wedding. Whenever their children asked him about it, he'd always hush them. And somehow, none of the kids had dared ask their mother. Jane gave Johnny a sad look and said, "Johnny, you've waited this long. You can wait a while longer." And Johnny agreed. It was not until Jane was on her deathbed a year later that Johnny, seeing his last chance slip away, asked Jane one final time about the yellow ribbon around her neck. She shook her head at his persistence and then said with a sad smile, "Okay, Johnny, you go ahead and untie it." With shaking hands, Johnny fumbled for the knot and untied the yellow ribbon around his wife's neck. and Jane's head fell off. Bum bum bum. Yeah, I remember the story. It wasn't a yellow ribbon, though. I remember it being black. So, all those goth girls with the black choker. I wonder if their necks are attached. That was a cute short one. I'm scared to look up spoopy pastas, so you get kids' stories instead. The hairy toe. This story isn't gonna scare your little ones much. It's about an old woman who finds a hairy toe in the woods near her home. Oh, and she decides to do what with it? All right. I don't know if I know this one. You guys ready? Once upon a time, there was an old woman who went out in the woods to dig up some roots to cook for dinner. She spotted something funny sticking out of the leaves and dug around and around until she uncovered a great, big, giant toe. There was some good meat on that toe, which would make a real tasty dinner. So the old woman put it in her basket and took it home. When she got back to the cottage, the old woman boiled up a kettle full of hairy toe soup, which she ate for dinner that night. Oh my god, gross. It was the best meal she had had in weeks. The old woman went to bed that night with a full stomach and a big smile. Well, around midnight, a cold wind started blowing in the tops of the trees around the old woman's house. A large black cloud crept over the moon, and from the woods, a hollow voice rumbled, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." Inside the house, the old woman stirred uneasily in her bed and nervously pulled up the covers over her ears. From the woods, there came a stomp, 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 stomp noise as the wind whistled and jerked at the treetops. In the clearing at the edge of the forest, a hollow voice said, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." Inside the house, the old woman shuddered and turned over in her sleep. A stomp, 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 stomp sound came from the garden path outside the cottage. The night creatures shivered in their burrows as a hollow voice howled, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." Inside the house, the old woman snapped awake. Her whole body shook with fright as she listened to the angry howling in her garden. Jumping out of the bed, she ran to the door and barred it. Once the cottage was secure, she laid back down to sleep. Sleep. Suddenly, the front door of the cottage burst open with a bang, snapping the bar in two and sending it flying into the corners of the room. There came the stomp, 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 stomp noise of the giant feet walking up the stairs. Peeping out from under their covers, the old woman saw a massive figure filling her door. It said, "Hairy toe, hairy toe, I want my hairy toe." The old woman sat bolt right up in terror and shouted, "I ate your hairy toe." "Yes, you did," the giant figure said, very gently as it advanced into the room. No one living in the region ever saw the old woman again. The only clue to her disappearance was a giant footprint a neighbor found pressed deep into the loose soil of the meadow beside the house. Footprint was missing a big toe. Well, it was a silly story. I didn't find it very scary. I think I liked Yellow Ribbon more. Okay. Maybe we'll do one more story. Oh, The Hook. The Hook is a classic, but I feel like everybody knows that one. Love test. Some of the creepiest stories hail from Japan. This has a little tinge of horror, but shouldn't be too spooky. Okay. I'm a sucker for love stories, so let's do this one. Years ago, in Japan, there was a young girl who lived with her parents in a remote village. She was very attractive, with long black hair and pale white skin and stunning oval eyes. Young Japanese men would come from miles around to ask her on a date. As words of her good looks spread around the area, more and more boys would turn up on her doorstep, professing their love for her and begging to be allowed to take her out for the evening. However, the problem was that none of the young men lasted more than one date with her. Before the night was over, they were always seen running away, screaming in terror. None of them would ever talk about what happened, and all refused to meet her again. Before long, the young men stopped coming to visit, and her parents began to despair that their daughter would never find a husband. Rumors began to spread around the village. People said there must be something wrong with the beautiful girl. Others were of the opinion that she had some kind of hideous deformity that was driving all of the boys away. Her parents were mystified. They couldn't understand why so many young men were terrified by their daughter. She was always so sweet, so gentle, happy, and even-tempered. She studied hard in the evenings and never complained when her mother asked her to do chores around the house. Ooh, I am losing my breath for some reason. One day, as her father was out in the garden, mowing the lawn, a young man came walking up the garden path.
"What do you want?" the old man asked.
I'd like to take your daughter out on a date," said the young man. The father was delighted.
"Oh, come in, he said.
And he happily introduced the young man to his beautiful daughter. The girl seemed very shy and never looked directly at the young man. She spoke softly, her voice barely above a whisper. And whenever he spoke to her, she blushed bright red. Despite this, the young man seemed very taken by her beauty and asked her on a date. She accepted and accompanied him to the door when he was leaving. "Not now," she whispered. "Come back at midnight and be careful not to knock too loud or you'll wake up my parents." The young man was surprised, but he came back that night and tapped softly on the bedroom window. Suddenly the window opened and the girl climbed out. "Before I go out with you, you have to promise me something," she whispered. The young man nodded eagerly. "I want you to take a love test," she said. "If you really, really love me, you'll pass this test. Promise me that if you fail, you will never tell a living soul about what happened tonight." The young man couldn't imagine what the beautiful girl had in mind, but he agreed to remain silent. With his hand on his chest, he said, "I solemnly swear that I will never breathe a word of it to anyone." "Okay," she said, "follow me." "Where are we going?" the young man asked, but the girl didn't reply. It was a dark night, and the moon was hidden behind a layer of clouds. In Japan, they say that it is on this type of night that ghosts wander the earth. The two young people could hear the ominous sounds of dogs howling in the distance. They slipped quietly through deserted village streets until they came to the woods. The girl hurried down a dark, overgrown path, and the young man had to run to keep up with her. The path was bordered by enormous trees that loomed over them like huge monsters. Eventually, they reached an old cemetery. The moon emerged from behind the clouds, casting a pale light, and the young man could see old gravestones covered with moss and creeping vines. The girl's nightdress was billowing in the breeze.
She was standing on the edge of a grave that looked quite fresh. As the young man watched, she picked up a rusty old spade and began to dig, flinging clumps of dirt everywhere. She dropped to her knees, swept aside the dirt with her hands, until she uncovered a coffin. Imagine his surprise when she lifted the lid, opened the white shroud, and tore an arm off the corpse inside. Then she clamped it between her teeth and took a big bite. She chewed it loudly while staring at him. Oh no. "This is a love test," she hissed. "If you love me, you'll do what I do. You will eat what I eat." With that, she ripped another arm off the corpse, tossed it to the young man. He didn't hesitate for a moment. He picked up the arm and took a big bite. Now he was even more surprised. He never thought that human flesh could taste so delicious. Suddenly he realized he wasn't eating a dead body at all. It was just a prank. It was a candy corpse, made of sugar and rice flour. The beautiful girl burst out laughing. "You know, of all the boys who came to take me on a date, you're the only one who didn't run away. I want to marry someone who's brave, and this proves you are the one. Now, I can fall in love with you." The young man didn't crack a smile. He just stood there in the darkness, by the edge of the grave, staring at her. His eyes were filled with rage and anger.
"Only candy?" he growled. "I thought you were just like me."
With that, he grabbed a shovel and started to dig another grave. When he unearthed a coffin, he broke it open and began devouring the dead body inside. This time, it was the girl who ran away, screaming.
"Ooh, I thought this was gonna be a happy ending, and then, no.
Don't eat dead people. Don't eat people."
Okay. I think this is a good place to stop. Thanks for the company. Hopefully you don't get spoopy dreams. Would you like me to leave you with a silly dream I had? A silly bad dream? I have silly bad dreams. I woke up quite frustrated. In my dream, I wanted to make a turkey ham sandwich. And I needed to make it before class started. I was at a cafe, but I thought the sandwiches were too expensive. So I went to a grocery store because, you know, just bread and ham is pretty cheap. Or at least more affordable than eating at a cafe. But it was a huge, huge grocery store in my dream. And I ran around the whole store trying to find bread, trying to find ham. And in real life, I know where the section is. Like, it's the deli is right there, and the bakery is, like, at the back of the store. It's there. But this place was huge. It was, like, a ginormous grocery store. And I was running around it for forever. And I finally found bread. For some reason, I bought, like, I guess it was a discount bag of, like, day-old bread. Because I thought that was the best deal for whatever reason. And I was like, oh no, class is starting soon. I need to find the ham. And I couldn't find the ham before class started. And then I woke up. And I woke up thinking, damn, I'm hungry. I didn't get my turkey ham sandwich. I have stupid dreams. Okay. Turkey sandwich is much better than people's arms. No chomp chomp. I go now. Love you guys. Bye.